Hi, brethren, and it's Christ. This morning, I would like to talk about briefly talking about the nature of the peace that Jesus Christ was talking about, and how to obtain that peace, and the necessity of becoming peacemakers. Yeah. So first, what ties of peace Jesus Christ is talking about, and the nature of it. So you remember, Jesus once says, "I give peace. I give to you my peace. I give to you, not light the world. Give it to you." So usually, we say like the world and the people of the world, they understand and they perceive peace as a friendly relationship between people and persons. Peace is to have a friendly friendship between peoples. But that is not the nature of the peace that Jesus Christ is talking about. Because the peace at the human mind imagine is very fragile. It's not the true peace. The people like a friend today, but becomes enemies tomorrow. Like among the nations, it's similar, it's the same. Like how Russia and Ukraine, how they were in the past, very like the same family, like brothers and sisters to each other. But now, what happening between them? So that's not the true peace, because the friendly relationship is very fragile and it's easy to be broken. So that's not the nature of peace that Jesus was talking about. The peace that Christ wants to give us, the nature of it is a friendship of the soul with God. That's the peace, the true peace that Christ wants to give us. So the nature of that peace is a friendship of the soul with God. So that's the peace, the nature of peace Christ was talking about. So with that peace, of how to obtain the peace of Christ, the friendship of the soul with God. So by maintaining to keep the soul in the state of sanctifying grace, to keep the soul, protect the soul from affliction, from being wounded by sins and vices, all kinds of mortal sins and vices, especially the capital vices, will destroy the peace of the soul, and destroy the friendships with God when a mortal sin is committed. So it will destroy the friendship of the soul with God. So that way, it is to maintain and to obtain the true peace, we need to maintain in the state of sanctifying grace, to keep the soul free from mortal sin and capital vices. And whenever, if the soul is wounded by mortal sins, we need to come to to the confessional, to have confession, to restore the friendship of the soul with God, to have the mortal sins remitted and cleansed from the soul. So that is very important. Yeah, and you know that one's the reason that there are so many so much conflict and wars and unrest in the world today. That's because there are so many persons, so many people, not only not having a friendship with God, but they hate God, they contempt God, they raise war against God, seeking to abolish God and His laws out of the lives of people. So that is the root of all the what happening in the world, like the wars and evils, all kinds. That's because the people they destroy it. Not only they don't have the a good relationship, friendship with God, but they hate God. Try to reject God and His law in their life. So there's no way for the people and nation of the world to have the true peace. Because sins and vices and evil range in the heart of the people. What we have, the people has only it's not the true peace. So the necessary to maintain and to obtain the true peace to maintain a good friendship with God by recognize God and believe in God and believe in Christ and His law, His teaching. So that is only the solution for the people of the world and for each one of us also to obtain and to maintain the true peace in our soul. And if we have a true peace, the people around us will have the peace also. And you know what? The destruction of the friendship or relationship with God is the cause and will lead to the ruins, to the destruction of relationship with others. So when our relationship with God is broken, our relationship with others is also broken also. So to maintain, to have the peace and a good friendship and relationship with God, we will have a good friendship and relationship with others. And it's the foundation of peace in the life of each people and of every community and luxury, like the whole nation, the whole world. And so we know the necessity for each one of us to become a peacemaker. Jesus Christ says, blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. And to be the peacemaker is beginning from myself, each one of us personally. So when people say when I'm young, as I'm 20, I want to change the whole world. And when I'm getting older, for example, when I'm 40, I want to change my country. When I'm 50, I want to change my community. When I'm 60, I want to change my family. And when I'm 70, I want to change myself. So change myself, my own person, is the most difficult and most important. Always begin from myself first. So to be a peacemaker in the community or for a family, community, and nation, begin from each one of us. We need to obtain the true peace for myself, for my soul first. So when I have the peace, I will make the people around us have the true peace also. So again, so let us Jesus Christ, his desire, peace for everyone. Yeah. And that is why after the first at the first meeting with his disciple, he says, he greeting them, peace be with you. Yeah. So today, Jesus Christ says the same thing to each one of us, peace be to you. Yeah. So we prepare ourselves to obtain, to receive the peace of Christ by becoming the peacemakers at the same time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.